Hello and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU provides each of our listeners with current information on a wide variety of topics related to health, athletic performance, fitness, and nutrition. On track one, Corey will provide his commentary adapted from the Certified Sports Nutrition Advisor Education Program, current research data, and his clinical experience. On track two, he will be joined by Tracy Hawley on He Said, She Said, for her female focus on topics related to whole food, health, relationships, and raising healthy children. Track 3 features an interview with our special guest, who will share their expertise and experience in the healthcare, fitness, and sports nutrition field. Here is Corey Hawley and this month's presentation of Sports Nutrition Update.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports Nutrition Update, Volume 10, Number 6. In the last edition of Clinical Review, I discussed the multiple benefits of exercise. That's right, the big E word, which was PSN number 7 in our continuing review of principles of sports nutrition. Exercise is structured, and it's something that you can measure the effects of. This is what makes it such a unique form of physical activity. All forms of exercise are physical activity, but not all forms of physical activity are exercise. And the distinction is important to note. Those that don't understand the difference are the ones that usually refer to walking or playing baseball as exercise, and they are incorrect. Now, not enough people know what exercise really is and how it can benefit human longevity and quality of life. Exercise can reduce blood pressure, improve cardiovascular health, change how your physical body looks, enhance your total overall wellness, strengthen immunity against many pathogens that cause infection, and liberate an anabolic flux inside the body that can counter sarcopenia your entire life. And all of this is backed by irrefutable scientific evidence. In fact, there's so much that it's impossible to stand up against. Therefore, based on the power of reason, the reliability of logic, and the strength of rational thinking, exercise is not an option. Now let's continue with PSN number 8, which is dietary supplements. Dietary supplements are referred to as NHPs in Canada, which is an acronym for natural health products. I refer to dietary supplements and NHPs as the intelligent choice because it seems unreasonable not to take advantage of them if you can, and we can. First and foremost, you don't take them to make up for the mistakes you make, the errors in your diet, the loopholes that become evident over time, or the vitamin and mineral deficiencies created by an insufficient intake of them. No, that's negative thinking. You see, it's negative. We want to work in the positive. Although all the factors I mentioned are reason enough to take dietary supplements, but that should not be your primary motivational function. Here's the principal reason why I take dietary supplements. I add them to my whole food diet. Yes, my fresh food, organic source of nutrition. I add them to that diet to make my source of nutrition even stronger. Strength plus strength equals twice as strong. And that's exactly what they do. They make everything better. They improve the quality of the resources that our cells require. Even if you're eating the best possible food, and even if you live in nirvana, I still recommend that you take dietary supplements. Because you're mortal, because you're a human, and because you're going to terminate. And that process that we refer to as aging, usually with emotions driven by fear, is something that we need to understand and come to terms with. And when you really get that, you can see the rationality of taking dietary supplements. Now, how would you like to live in a house that you know for certain is made of stone, brick, and mortar? And when the storms came, would you feel more secure inside a house like that compared to living in a house, say, made of hay, wood, and stubble? Would you feel more secure in the solid house or the one that's maybe less solid or more flimsy? I think it's obvious. Now, this temple, this body that I live in, this flesh I call my own, meaning my actual physical body and the place where my mind resides, well, I want it to be secure. I want it to be strong, and I want it to stand the test of time. Now, you don't always get what you want, but you get what you need. If you do the work, you will get what you need, and you will get the security that you need if you do the work. And dietary supplements added to the natural food I eat makes nutrition better than food alone. That's a fact, and that's just the way it is. That's what the science proves. Now, what makes sense to me is what I learned from Dr. Linus Pauling. He said to me personally when I met him here in Vancouver, "Corey, as you age, your body's going to change. Your organ reserve will decline month by month. Your anabolic hormones will diminish in quantity and biological activity, and both your digestive and metabolic enzyme count is going to go down significantly. Everything about you is changing, oxidizing, and not for the better, as in your net state of health. It's going to struggle more and more. The longer you're alive, there's going to be an increased struggle to keep homeostasis balanced out, to stay well. It's going to take energy. And this is what we call or interpret as aging. And as we age, we're not going to be able to absorb the same amount of micronutrients from the same amount of food, or at least not as efficiently as we did when we were younger, say in your 20s compared to when you're 60. Now, Dr. Pauling passed away in 1994 at the age of 93. He was an American chemist, biochemist, peace activist, author, and educator, and one of the most influential chemists in history. In fact, he ranks among the most important scientists of the 20th century. Pauling was among the first scientists to work in the fields of quantum chemistry and molecular biology, and is one of only four individuals to have won more than one Nobel Prize in different fields, including one in chemistry and one in peace. Now, for more insight on the life and history of Dr. Pauling, and to learn more about micronutrient research for optimum health, visit Linus Pauling Institute. Get there and check it out. The website is www.lpi.oregonstate.edu. Just Google Linus Pauling Institute and that'll get you there. So, for mature adults and masters athletes especially, we really have to get this message across, and we have to take heed to it ourselves, that we can borrow from the outside world, that we can take selected high-quality supplements like creatine and ribose or CoQ10, and we can add in the essential resources that our bodies are simply not able to manufacture at all anymore, or in the least, to the same degree that they could when we were younger. Let's face it, times, they're a-changing. There is a giant social misunderstanding and huge degree of myth information perpetuated from the enemies of optimum functional health, including big pharma, conventional medicine, and conventional thinkers. They're all guilty of fostering the misguided and incorrect notion that vitamins are toxic, less credible than they actually are, and that we have to be very cautious and extremely conservative regarding their use. These enemies of health, as I call them, are those who refuse to adapt to new knowledge and self-evident basic truth, which is gradually revealed over time by objectively investigating reality and nature, by being open-minded and rational at all times. You see, those who fail to recognize, for whatever reason, the immorality and failures of their own action are guilty of treason against their own health and the health of others. Those who turn away from objective scientific research because it challenges outdated belief systems and useless or harmful paradigms that no longer apply, well, they don't qualify. They don't get a vote. The Costanza principle comes to mind here, meaning that the opposite of what is thought and taught by convention about health and wellness is true. The Costanza principle is portrayed best by George Costanza himself on YouTube as he decides to do the opposite of everything that comes natural to him and as a result experiences wild success and great happiness. So, whatever convention thinks, do the opposite. As a general rule, whatever a conventional physician advocates, do the opposite, and you will enjoy better health with less decay and less suffering. Really, whatever the masses are doing, do the opposite. There are very, very few examples of anyone having any serious health problems caused by taking vitamin supplements directly. But, for example, millions have suffered and are suffering by just eating the wrong food, or, of course, what we have been led to believe is food. I'm talking about food produced by industries and in manufacturing plants that have absolutely everything to do with profit and virtually nothing to do with the enhancement of health. I'm talking about optimum health here. I'm talking about the level of health that is not even understood by conventional thinkers. They don't even know what it is. Let's consider what's going on right now in Germany and Europe, for example. An outbreak of a particularly deadly version of E. coli, named EHEC, is and has been linked to the consumption of contaminated salad vegetables. This pathogenic bacteria has caused at least 23 deaths and hundreds of infections in Germany, Sweden, and six other European countries. At first, German officials suggested organic cucumbers from southern Spain were to blame. But that turned out to prove false and cost Spanish farmers hundreds of millions of euros in lost revenue. Russia and other countries banned vegetable imports from Spain and then the rest of Europe altogether. Officials are awaiting full results of further tests to determine the cause of the outbreak. The most likely source of the outbreak is a bean sprout farm in northern Germany. But in the meantime, consumers are being advised to avoid eating raw tomatoes, cucumbers, and leafy salad, including lettuce, especially in the north of the country, until further notice. Although the vast majority of cases have all come from a yet-to-be-identified contaminated food source. The entire event may be related, and get this, to gene tinkering, genetic modification, and bioengineering of our food. Could this entire E. coli outbreak be related to bad science gone wrong? Or is it just a simple case of poor hygiene, bad sanitation, and sheer ignorance? Now, maybe some guy forgot to wash his hands and contaminated the fruits and it spread. Who knows? But you know what? The actions of these corporations, they're so focused on pumping out food and making money that they're going to get lost in the loop of their own behavior. Now, a big problem in the dietary supplement industry is lack of education. We've got too much product and not enough people who truly understand what the products are, how they're used, and how they're manufactured. We've largely evolved into an industry that tries to sell everything for a discount and hires individuals with absolutely no education background or product knowledge specific to the field. In other words, you've got people selling and dispensing vitamins that have no training and no education regarding what they do and how they work. Some of them do, but most don't. And definitely the 80-20 rule certainly applies here. This is not only insane, it's an embarrassment to all of us who have a keen sense of pride about working in the natural health industry, and also those of us who have a keen desire to learn. I mean, if you're in the field, you got to be learning all the time. We understand that anyone who sells anything should know something about what they're selling. Let's face it. When you get into the biochemistry of amino acids or nitrogen chemistry, for example, or antioxidants and free radicals and anatomy or physiology, this stuff is fairly complex, to say the least. When you're learning about botanical medicine and homeopathy, it's very difficult to comprehend everything you study, and you can't learn this stuff overnight or in a weekend. It's got to be continuous. You've got to hit the books and keep learning. It's what is demanded of you if you work in the industry. What separates the men from the boys and the women from the girls is knowledge. Clear-cut, clean knowledge. Knowledge that takes time to acquire and knowledge that never ceases. One of my favorite teachers is Earl Nightingale. He says that we don't finish learning until we're gone. The last day of your life should be a day of learning fresh new ideas and picking up on new information, especially in the field that relates to your personal interest or profession. When it comes to taking dietary supplements, we know they're safe, we know they're effective, and that's why we should be confident and clear. In fact, we should be so confident and clear that it doesn't matter what anyone says, whether it's negative or positive. Except, of course, when newly acquired research data logically steers us towards a better end. So we should always be willing to adapt to new information that steers us towards a better end. But there's a lot of criticism and condemnation and ridicule that's coming at us as well. And we have to understand the difference between that and the really good stuff. We should be comfortable in our own skin. We should be able to stand up against any criticism, not falter, and not demonstrate any loss of our conviction. Now, at home, our kitchen cupboards, our drawers, and the bathroom cabinet are packed full of dietary supplements and natural remedies. We use them with joy and enthusiasm and also with a great sense of appreciation. In third world countries, people barely get enough to eat. But here in North America, we not only have access to plenty of excellent food, but we can also take our dietary supplements with our food, get to the gym, and repeat this process with a strong degree of probability, meaning that we can conceptualize in advance what's going to happen, and then it happens. But you see, this is an incredible luxury. It's a gift to have access to food and to live in an environment that's safe where we can look after ourselves and do the work without a lot of people getting in the way or being limited by our lack of resources. Right now, we have at our disposal every means necessary to stay really well. And so ultimately, it's all about accountability. You can have the tool and not use it. You've got to want to use it, and you've got to understand how to use the tool. So education is always of a paramount importance. We are responsible for everything we do or don't do. Now, accept that or not. Reject that or not. But I do. I hold myself accountable for my lack of action or for my positive action. It's me doing the work. It's me that wants to or not, and I reason out why or why not. Health is its own reward, and that's why we do the things that keep us well and avoid doing the things that destroy us. We do what we need to do to get results, to get well and stay well. And that, my friend, is what I'm talking about. That's what it's all about. It's like you got a certain amount of time while you're alive on the planet. How do you want to spend your life? Do you want to be free of disease and illness, infection? Or do you want to be disabled, dysfunctional? You want to be filled with cancer and heart disease? This is cause and effect. You've got to understand the law of causality. You've got to put your trust in the science. You've got to understand that you have control over the order of your life to a large degree, that your genes are going to respond to the will of your mind and the command center that you establish yourself as sovereign. So that's what I'm talking about. It's all about wellness, it's all about staying well, and it's all about living life to the fullest. And that, my friend, is the highest good. Well, that's it for this segment of SNU. Thanks for listening. And here's a quote from American professional wrestler and actor Hulk Hogan. To all my little Hulkamaniacs, say your prayers, take your vitamins, and you will never go wrong.